Government to expunge local criminal records of the country's national heroes, and PIOJ and ODPEM to assess impact of Hurricane Matthew's passage. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. The government has announced that the local criminal records of the country's national heroes are to be expunged. Justice Minister Delroy Chok made the announcement in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Minister Chok was responding to questions tabled previously in the House by opposition Member of Parliament Ronald Thwaites concerning whether or not Marcus Garvey had a criminal record in Jamaica and if such would be expunged.
Answer, yes. In the course of a speech on the 9th of September 1929, Mr. Garvey criticized the state of the legal system, which he referred to as oppressive, and called for laws to punish judges who acted unfairly. Garvey was charged for contempt of court and tried on the 29th of September 1929.
Mr. Garvey was convicted and sentenced to 3 months imprisonment on a fine of £100. He was incarcerated in the St. Catherine District Prison until his release on December 19, 1929. Mr. Chok noted that Mr. Garvey was given a royal pardon in 1984 by the then Governor General at the request of then Prime Minister Edward Seaga. However, this pardon under Section 91 of the Constitution affects only the sentence and not the conviction.
As a result, Garvey would still have a criminal record in Jamaica. As such, a statutory pardon is required.
In light of this, Minister Chok says the government is currently taking steps to expunge the local criminal record of Mr. Garvey and that of all the other national heroes. And the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, and the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, are conducting assessments to determine whether the country suffered any dislocation as a result of the passage of Hurricane Matthew. In a statement to the House on Tuesday, Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond Mackenzie said ODPEM's assessment will entail a review of recommendations to enhance the government's shelter management program.
This, Mr. Speaker, will also involve the Social Development Commission working along with the municipal corporations to review and make recommendations on the shelters.
Mr. Mackenzie said, one of the considerations under the review is a reduction in the number of emergency shelters housing persons evacuated from flood-prone areas from 900 to a more manageable figure. Other areas to be considered include a systems and procedures review of internal and external agencies, evaluation and updating of the National Emergency Operations Center's standard operations procedures, development of mutual aid and contract agreements with private sector partners to ensure swift responses in the event of disasters, and updating of the National Response Coordination Plan over the long term. Regarding the PIOJ, Mr. Mackenzie said the agency is calculating the total production hours lost consequent on the anticipated onset of Hurricane Matthew and the impact on the economy. Noting the administration's concern about possible infrastructural damage, Mr. Mackenzie said he's heartened that this did not occur. He informed that while the municipal corporations are concluding their investigations in relation to the parochial infrastructure, he has been formally advised that there is no severe damage. Additionally, the minister said the National Works Agency, the NWA, has given a similar feedback in relation to the road network island-wide. Mr. Mackenzie expressed gratitude for the role played by all public and private sector stakeholders, particularly ODPEM, in dealing with the threat posed by Hurricane Matthew.
While we hope that there will be no further actions during this present hurricane season, I want to assure the country that the government will continue, if called upon again, to take and to make the same decisions. And so, Mr. Speaker, we are thankful for the mercies that was extended, and I want to commend all Jamaicans who listened to the call and participated in the effort.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond Mackenzie. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.